A Whiter Shade of Pale remains to this day such a classic song. Can you please tell me about how, you know, you wrote that song?
Well, I was living at home, mother and sister, at that point, in Southend-on-Sea.
Yes.
We had a piano, and that's what I used to write things on that piano.
Mm-hmm.
I'd usually do that as soon as I'd woken up, you know.
Right.
Well, it's better than going to work.
Okay.
Anyway, I had been listening to a lot of. I'd always listened to classical music, and I got particularly keen at this period on what I call Baroque music, but that might have included Handel or Bach and things like that.
Yes.
I was also very much like the Swingle singers who were doing treatments of Bach.
Right.
You were aware of them?
Yes.
The Swingle singers, yes. I didn't like it when they went too fast, but the slower ones, I really thought they did a fine job on them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the music was great.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
At about that time as well, Jacques Lussier Trio. Oh, can't say it.
Uh-huh.
Jacques Lussier Trio. Yeah, that's his name.
Right.
They had just made an album called Play Bach.
Okay.
I think it was called. But it was So Jacques Lussier, pianist and bass player and drummer, they would start off with a piece of Bach, and then he would improvise around it.
Right.
So it was jazz, you know. But he had done a fabulous version of what was called the Air on a G-string.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually part of the suite in D or something. Anyway, it was also used as an advert in Britain for cigars.
Okay.
Very, very good set of adverts they were as well. You know, very, very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And, I particularly like that. All those things came together, really. So I had a bit of Bach and that sort of thing going through my head.
Right.
And particularly that one. And I sat down that particular morning, and I actually tried to play that
Right. Just
by ear.
Right.
I mean, air on a G-string then, or whatever it's properly called.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, yeah, I've got that.
Now, did Keith Reid already have the lyrics of Whiter Shade of Pale when you were creating the music, like you're saying?
Well, that morning, while I was working out this thing, I thought this is a good idea. What I was doing,
right?
And it was in fact a very circular piece in that I started on in C and just descended all the time, and going through lots of chords, I ended up at C again.
Uh huh.
So I then just carried on down.
Right.
You know, keep doing that, and I just went round and round in circles with that chord sequence and playing bits of Bach-like things over the top.
Right.
And then, that same morning, when I just got to about that stage there, the postman came, and it was some new lyrics from Keith Reid.
Okay, great.
And so I opened it up. And I looked at the first one, and I thought, oh, this is... It was the longest set of words I'd ever seen from him.
Right.
I think it was four verses, and it was quite long.
Right.
Each verse was long, not short.
Right.
But it had these choruses on the end of each lyrical verse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I sang them over my idea.
Right.
And that became the tune.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I was playing the instrumental passages in between as well.
Of course.
And, of course, by the time I got to the chorus, I thought I'd been going round and round and round here. I better just make it slightly different. So I put in that little triplet run-up from the G.
Okay.
To restart the sequence.
Okay. All right.
And that, that, in fact, is the chorus.
Great. Thank you.
But the chorus is the same chords as all the way through.
Right.
But the tune, of course, is different over the top.
Yes. Yes.